That brings us to just on 10 minutes past 8. It's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we do that every Tuesday at this time. We talk to Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She is one of their registered dietitians, and we say good morning to Corrie. Welcome to the show again on this Tuesday morning.
Thanks, Wayne. Good morning.
And starting off, getting straight into it, of course, schools went back last week. I think it was last week, Wednesday. And I suppose, you know, the kids coming back from holidays, they have all kinds of ailments. But with the kids going back to school, we often find that they come home with symptoms of colds and flu. What could be the reason for this?
So it's very normal for kids to contract illnesses regularly, as the immune systems are still building and being exposed to many different germs all at once. So, and then again, of course, when your child's immune system is fighting one illness, it's also more susceptible to contract another bug that is circulating. So at school or daycare, young kids spread germs very easily because, first of all, they may not cover their mouth when they cough or sneeze. Younger children also tend to put their hands in their mouth. Mm-hmm. So the germs that they touch on surfaces will then end up being ingested. And then all kids, again, are in very close contact with each other during the classroom or even break times, which then increases their likelihood of catching a cold or two. But again, this frequent illness is a very normal part of childhood and is helping to build their immune systems.
Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking it's actually a very important part of childhood because you need sort of to build up that immune system.
Yes, definitely.
And as we mentioned, this means that to make sure that the immune system is functioning optimally and that they don't get sick so easily, what different ways can we keep our kids' immune system strong and healthy?
So, although children will likely get sick at school or daycare, there are some common health practices that parents can implement to help keep their kids as healthy as possible. So, this can include using proper hand washing techniques. So, washing their hands frequently after using the restroom, encouraging them to wash their hands after blowing or touching their nose, and using hand sanitizer if soap and water is not available at school. So parents can also ensure that their children are up to date with their vaccinations. And then, of course, preparing healthy meals and encouraging them to drink plenty of water is so important. Finally, make sure your child is getting plenty of sleep, is physically active, which will then also help them to maintain a healthy weight.
Right, right. And what healthy eating tips are there that parents could follow?
So a healthy diet is all about balance. So to fuel growing bodies, children need a mix of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, all in sensible ratios. So think of it like a puzzle. We need carbs, proteins, and fats to fit together in the right amount. So this means plenty of fruit, vegetables, whole grains that provide essential fiber, vitamins, and minerals. And then you want to limit or reduce added salt and sugar. So to ensure that your kids eat a balanced meal. Another great healthy eating tip is to ensure your kids eat a balanced breakfast every day. So we know that skipping breakfast can leave your child hungry, tired, also more likely to go for less healthy foods later in the day, and it just doesn't give them that great start to the school day that they need. So then again, when parents are choosing between foods to give their children, as we said, remember all foods are not created equal. While two foods might have the same number of calories, one can be packed with good stuff like protein, vitamins, and minerals, while the others can be loaded with added sugar, fat, and preservatives.
Right, right.
So, yes. So if I if I was to give some great additions to lunchboxes, firstly, I'd say fresh fruits and veggies like your apples, baby tomatoes, carrot sticks. you want to try and add some healthy protein sources like some cheese, chicken, fish, or unsweetened yogurt, some whole grain carbs like your brown bread or your whole wheat wraps. You can even try something like a little bit of cheese with a whole grain cracker or a rice cake as a lunchbox snack. You can make a big batch of air pop popcorn or homemade popcorn that you can package in small bags, which is a great alternative to your processed chips. And then another one is to create a trail mix with different nuts and seeds and dried fruit.
Mm-hmm. And you know, kids like to have fun when they eat. So it's, you know, are there any ways that we can make eating healthy food fun, which would probably also encourage them to eat healthily?
Yes, definitely. So that's the key. You want to try and involve kids in the cooking and preparing process as much as possible. That's a great way to encourage them to have healthy eating habits and take an active role in them. So let them help with grocery shopping, choosing foods, especially the veggies and the fruits. Let them choose that. Let them help prepare them for when you're cooking dinner or preparing the lunchbox. So assign tasks such as washing the fruit or veg, drying, chopping, grating fruit and veggies. Let them assist in cooking tasks like putting the chopped veggies in a steamer or a saucepan. So by making them a part of the meal planning and preparation, kids will definitely be more excited to eat the food that they actually helped choose and prepare. Yes.
And then the back to school routine not only impacts the kids and their energy levels, but the parents. I'm thinking, you know, after a couple of days of this routine, the parents are pretty much finished and done. But what advice can you give the parents? Because they obviously need to stay full of energy as well.
Yes, definitely. So now that school is back underway, I'd say it's essential to establish a consistent routine to help you and your child settle into the new academic year. So one of the key parts is to re-establish a bedtime routine. So encourage your child to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, including the weekends. If needed, you can gradually adjust their bedtime schedule to ensure that they're getting enough sleep. In addition to a bedtime routine, create a morning routine that works for the family. So this should include time for breakfast, getting dressed, packing the school bags. Encourage your child to take ownership of the morning tasks to help that build that responsibility and get them invested in the process. Planning healthy meals and snacks is crucial. Prepare healthy breakfasts and lunches and snacks in advance to ensure your child is fueled for learning. Staying organized is so important. What can help is to designate a spot near the entrance of your home where your child can place their school bag, their shoes, and all the essentials. And then lastly, encourage your child to pack their bag the night before to avoid chaos in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, don't forget to schedule your health checkups, book any outstanding chronic visits, dentist visits as soon as possible, and ensure your child's vaccinations are up to date or schedule any necessary boosters.
Right. So basically it's just a case of eating healthily, getting into routines, and generally just keeping things under control, which is probably easier said than done.
Yes. Again, start the process, build day by day. And go from there.
And get into those routines. Kari, last question. There's a lot of information available from the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa. How does one access it?
Yes, definitely. So we have lots of health resources as well as cooking or healthy meal resources on our website. So that is at www.heartfoundation.co.za. And then if parents would like to speak to one of our dietitians, they can also call our office during the week at 021-422-1586.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. Thanks for chatting to us. Looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.